The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TIAC is about to just go full on pander mode.
No.
Yes, he is.
I'm just learning. Like,
no, because you're... God.
He's being a good human.
Thank you.
I'm a good human. There's a story out that says women, like a majority of women, would quit their job to take a different job if that job let them work from home during their cycle. If I say cycle, the cycle is the whole thing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Like the cycle's constant. It's 28 days repeat. They just want to stay home during the bad week. Like
Shark Week.
Do people call it that?
Sometimes.
Okay, because that's great. I didn't want to. Okay. But then TIAC is like, I just feel bad for all of what. Like, and he's trying to talk me into like,
I do, ladies.
Let's go on the air and let me explain to women.
I have my TENS unit machine in my office.
Do you really?
Yeah. I bought it years ago thinking.
Because we were going to simulate periods on us.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dude, I'm down with it. Like, no, okay. Let's talk about periods here.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll simulate them in a minute.
Okay.
If you want.
I am not trying to pander. I am
You
learning.
Are because you're
this
just like...
A, no, this is a new... We don't learn about this stuff. We barely learned about the guy side of things, let alone the period side of things in
school. And especially in private school, they tend to just like give you the bare minimum and then move on.
They didn't tell you guys anything?
I don't know if I ever was like taught anything other than wait for marriage.
Oh,
and
really?
And that's it. Yeah.
That was all they... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually okay.
Yeah. So
there's another story about that. But okay.
Well, so I've said this before. So my wife and I, we have two kids, and she has decided.
By the way, if you have pandering on your bingo card, go ahead and fill that dot in right now, because here comes TIA.
It's just the truth.
I respect my wife so much. Like, you keep going, but like.
I wasn't going to say any of that. We have two kids, and she's decided to not get back on birth control. She didn't like what it did to her hormonally, the long-term effects of it. Just, that was the decision she made.
Totally valid, totally understood.
For sure.
So we're tracking her cycles, and she's tracking it. There are tons of apps now to use. And then she's also added me to the app so that it takes out a lot of the... I think it's good. It's a little weird on one hand. It's a little like...
What's weird about
invasive.
It?
Like, I just know so much. But also, I think it's good. It takes the guesswork out of it. I don't need to go, are you ovulating today? Or like, what's the situation? I can check the app and I can know. And then
I kind of like that. But I mean, when I'm in a relationship, I tend to know.
Do you know, though?
I know the week before.
Okay.
And I know the week of. I mean, one.
Okay, so that's like 14 days out of the 28?
Sure. I mean, yes. Because I'm not one of those guys who's afraid of Shark Week.
Mm-hmm.
Just FYI.
Yeah. You're like a scuba guy.
There are definite people. There are men out there like, oh, Shark Week. I guess I'll just hang with my boys this week. No, no point in pitching woo to the wife. And you're like, dude, you're missing. Like, there's a hormone thing happening. God, what am I doing? But you,
yeah. Who's pandering now? What's
going
on?
I'm saying that women I have found in my world travels that if you're willing, oh God, there's just no, you know what I'm saying? That like relations can be great during Shark Week. They can.
Sure. Yes.
It's definitely a crime scene, but like, but it can, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So then you also kind of know building up if you listen to your partner's cues, it's like, oh, you know, that week before it's like, God, my boobs hurt. And you're like, okay. Like that's, you know, like they start to have signs that it's coming on. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And I don't need an app for that. I just, what I have is the eyeball test.
Okay.
It's so much deeper than that.
Tell me what I'm getting wrong. What am I getting wrong?
Like, it's not just physical things like that.
What is it? Mental things?
Yeah.
Like what?
Mm-hmm.
Like I know you're like your hormone, because like the week before was typically like
that's
there's
kind
a 2 week period in
your
my,
emotions are heightened. Your yes. like everything is heightened.
Yes, there's if you deal with somebody who's got what's the thing called
PCOS. No,
is that what it's called? Like it's the
I
one where it's real bad, real hard. Like
I think
endometriosis
so.
Is another
oh, maybe
one.
Maybe that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Where it's just like super that time of the month is like super bad. You've really got like a 4 or 5 day period where things are good in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what
the rest of the month is real rough.
That's all I was saying. Now that I have this app and it shows me the actual calendar of what days are what, I'm just learning that it's really not a week. There's not very many days where there's just nothing happening for a typical 28 day cycle. Like you're ovulating, so your emotions and hormones and stuff are higher. Then you're actually, it is shark week, and then there's a little days afterwards, and it's like the window's so just very small. That's all I'm saying is I'm just learning this, that it's okay. Not just like the week and then avoid it. Ugh.
So you had 2 kids and you didn't know that until now?
No, I didn't. No.
Huh. Okay. So then when you're tracking it, do you feel dirty? Is it almost like having a GPS on your wife's car?
That's the weird part, a little bit, yeah, of going, especially because the app sometimes, which I don't like this, it'll be like, hey, want to know how you can make her feel better today? Like, try these tips. And like,
wait, it knows you're a guy monitoring your wife.
Yeah, because she like added me to the account. So I'm just.
So you're not looking at hers. It's like going, right. Hey, bro,
yeah.
She's not going to be happy when
or
you get home.
Or maybe it's just a supportive idea. I don't know.
Full girl over there.
It feels a little like I'm creeping
pandering?
On her, or like I should. Like you're right,
you're
man. Maybe I should
her.
Just know myself. So don't give me the tip. Like I don't want to take tips from the app. I want to know myself, but I have to learn through the app. So it's the catch 22.
So what do you do? Do you think she shared access because you've been insensitive?
No, or? No. It's because we're not currently trying to get pregnant, and so it's just very
so you
adamant
need to
that
know
we,
when to avoid
yes yeah. when to avoid exactly so and I'm like
and is that in that
paranoid
last,
believe
that's
it or
in
not
those last few days right when you avoid just before
I think so because that's
just before shark week like a couple
yeah,
days
before
shark week before
everything starts to crumble
yes, right
mm-hmm.
So that's you just gotta
I would show you the app but I don't want you to be too pandery or anything.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.